Hello and welcome, beautiful souls. On this podcast, I talk about the spiritual, the mystical, the psychological, the new earth, ghosts, aliens, and so much more. Sometimes interviewing fascinating guests, and other times it's just me talking about the wonders of life. Welcome to Dreamscape. Hello and welcome to Dreamscape. I know it's been a while, but it's a new year and honestly, I've been working a lot. And also some new things in my life have just taken up space, beautiful space, beautiful new people. And it's been lovely, but I have been working a lot. And also with this whole new year approaching or coming into view here and entering into 2023, I really wanted to sort of see what I wanted for this year, what I want for myself and what I want for the people around me and stuff. And I really realized that I really need to let go of the idea that I need to be productive, to be accepted, to be loved, etc. I need to, like, I love being creative. I love putting out podcasts. I love creating music and books, and just being creative for me is like so important in my life. But sometimes I get to the stage where, oh, I really should make a podcast. I really should write a book. I really should. And that should is not healthy. It's not like a sense from source kind of vibe. It's more ego-based. I need to be productive to be accepted. And I want to really get away from that. So I decided when the new year struck that I really needed to focus on just having fun and just doing things when I felt like doing them, still doing them well when I'm doing them, and having, you know, my set of ambition in my goals. But I need them to be from source. So I need it to be when I'm feeling productive and being this, feeling passion towards it. You know, anytime you feel like, you know, you should do this, and just, this is all about having really good insight into your own feelings and thoughts. And I'm not saying I'm, you know, ready, and like, obviously I'm learning all the time, as we all are on this planet, learning things about ourselves. And this is something I'm learning about me. So I'm trying really hard to really, you know, follow what's my passion in this very moment. And a few minutes ago, I just felt like, yeah, I really fancy making a podcast right now. So I'm here and I'm sitting doing this podcast, chatting away. And I just felt like making one for whoever is listening or whoever wants to listen. And maybe just giving a couple of tips on how you can make your day better. And it doesn't need to be sitting in meditation for an hour. These are easy things, easy ways to shift your thought system, shift your consciousness, just to make your life better in really easy steps. And I felt like I wanted to share that with you. And also to chat a little bit about like what needs to, like, I did draw a few cards before the new year, and I was going to make a podcast about that, about like what I see for 2023. I did make my last podcast was predictions for 2023, but what I feel like we need to do, because like it's looking more and more crazy around the world, and we just need to center ourselves and find our eye of the storm. You need to be the eye of the storm. This is really important for this time in space or whatever you want to call it, it's really important that you find the peace inside you. And how you, when you find peace in you, you are shining that light on everyone else. And this is the important thing, because, you know, a lot of people try and help other people, which is lovely. You should help other people, obviously. But they're often trying to help other people rather than looking in themselves. And what they're basically trying to do is heal parts of themselves. But you need to heal you before you can actually heal anyone else or help somebody else on the way. You need to look at yourself and shine your light. And that's the best way to help and heal other people. That's when you truly help them in the correct way. Because sometimes it can be ego-based as well. And that can be a bit confusing to the thought system or whatever. So work with you and be the eye of the storm. But like looking at the world, it's like, you know, the obviously wars and AI is like looking like it's gonna take over. It's like, oh, here we go, Terminator, you know. It's like, it's I don't know what's gonna happen. And they think in one breath they say we're overpopulated, in the next we're apparently that's a problem that we're escalating. There are gonna be way too many old people soon and not enough young people to look after the old people. So I don't know what's gonna happen there, but it just seems like there's one big mess, like the whole system is crashing. You know, prices are up everywhere. Sounds like such a doom and gloom, but let me tell you about a dream I had the other night, which was kind of cool. It's cool. you're like, hey, Heidi, you're sick in the head. So I was dreaming about zombies, and it wasn't that scary. It was more like it was a film that I was watching whilst I was in the film, you could say. So I was in it, but I was kind of observing it, you know, rather than, it didn't feel super real, although I was in it. It's hard to explain, but it wasn't like it's not like a lucid dream. It was just like a regular dream, and it wasn't too scary. Anyway, but like people are turning into zombies. Everyone eventually sort of turned into zombie. Then it was somehow, I think, when it was like chaos and shit had really hit the fan, and like everyone, and we were in, this is interesting actually, because it was in, all of a sudden we were like in water, and somebody switched so that this person became human again and woke up from this zombie state. And I remember being like, oh, how are the others gonna, are they gonna attack this person again? And but then it was like lots of people started waking up, and I thought this was kind of really amazing. So I woke up and I was like, this is like, I feel like what's happening now in the world. It's like we're a bunch of zombies and we're quickly waking up, realizing that, oh, we're you know, from the dead almost. I think this is the end game. I think this is where we're at now. I think that it's going to look really crazy out there. And we're waking up, and it's just going to happen pretty fast, I think. I have a good feeling about it. I'm not freaking out over the mess that we're looking at. I'm trying also to be just calm and in the eye of the storm, and realizing my abundance, being very finding the peace within. And I think that this is the end game. I am convinced, actually. So, but we'll see. Who knows? Like, I don't actually know anything. Nobody knows anything. But only time will tell, and it will be an exciting ride. But a few things you can do to get yourself in a good state of mind are something I heard the other day that was really awesome way of thinking and really set, like, to change the mindset was to, rather than being like, you know, if you have a job you don't really like that much, but it pays the bills, it's really easy to get up in the morning going, oh, cool, I don't feel like going to work, you know, and it's like, it's a pain in the ass, or, you know, or you're going to take out the trash, or you need to walk to get to some place, or, you know, stuff like that. Rather than being like negative about it and moaning about it, you change it and you say in your mind, or say it out loud to yourself. Out loud to yourself is actually the best way, because then your brain hears you say it and it becomes like a statement. And you say, I get to go to work today. I get to have a job. I get to have an income. I get to take out the rubbish, because I have stuff, like, you know, coming in. So it means I get to be able to do this. I get to be able to cook dinner tonight. I get to be able to walk. I have legs. I get to do that. The second you sort of change that into a, I get to do this, then you sort of trick your mind and it becomes an abundance instead of something negative. Now, this can take some practice. Obviously, you say it and you don't really feel it. But I feel like the second I say it, it's like, oh, I get to do that. It changes my mindset and it really helps me get more into a positive mood, mindset, and feeling. And that in itself then makes everything more positive. So just the second you realize you're being a bit negative about something, change it and say, I get to do this. Now, obviously, you have situations that can be awful and horrible, and, you know, it's all a matter of, you know, what's happening. You know, it's not like, oh, I get to rush over to my mom that just died, you know, and then, you know, some things need to have a certain process, and you can't force a positive thing on everything, because you still have your emotional like way, and you need to go through those emotions. But with things that aren't really a big deal, but that we so easily moan about, switch it around and say, I get to go shopping. I mean, just that, I get to go shopping. It's like, you know, I get to do the washing up. I have clothes. I mean, not everyone has that in the world. Not everyone has money to go shopping for. It's like, it makes you realize you're so abundant. It just really switches that around. And it's such an easy little trick to do. So it's just easy little trick. Try it, and I bet you it will work. So try it out. Another thing that you can start the day with when you get up is just to take a few deep breaths. And instead of like saying, because some people can like sit in meditation and maybe do some mantras, like, I am abundant, or I am wealthy, or I am this and that and the next thing. You say, instead of saying that, you say, why am I so abundant? Why am I so healthy? Why am I so rich? Why am I so, I can't think of anything right now, but say, doing the why am I, it's implies that you already are what you're asking for. And it's sort of with law of attraction, it just, that's what happens with law of attraction. You need to be what you want to attract. So if you're saying, I see money coming in soon, well, that will be money coming in soon. Soon is in the future. It will never be here and now. There is no time, like time is an illusion. So you need to be in the here and now. You need to be which you want to track. So starting with why am I dot 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 implies that you already have it. And then your brain starts to sort of function in a way where it sort of it finds ways to become that. And the universe sends you signs by making you excited about whatever's coming next. Like whatever, when you're on your path, it will make you excited about it. And this can even be like, okay, say you're saying, oh, why am I so successful with my business? And then you're thinking in your head, okay, I'm going to walk today. I'm going to this building to do this. But then you get a phone call from somebody, and that gets you excited to do something else. The mind can often be no. But this phone call, whatever it is, like. And it can take you to a place if you're really excited about it, it feels really good, then you go in that direction, and maybe you meet someone there that has a plan for you somehow that's going to help you in your business. So you need to trust the universe way more. So that's the second thing. And also I want to add, because this is so important, take deep breaths quite a few times a day, because we do get stressed. And when we're stressed, we don't really listen inward. And listening inward, what you do is like, you can do this when you wake up. You can do this every time you go to the bathroom. Something that's kind of regular in a day, or you can set the timer on your phone, but I think easiest thing to do is when you're not being disturbed. So going to the bathroom is quite a good place to do this exercise. So you just go in, it doesn't take long at all. You put your hand over your heart, so you focus on the heart area, and you breathe in deeply 3 times, and you do this a few times a day. It just relaxes your body. It makes you makes the body feel safe. And when the body feels safe, you make better decisions. And when you have your hand over your heart and you're focusing on your heart, you get out of your head, which is also very important, because often the ego will be stuck in all the ways of thinking, etc. So this is these are 3 simple things to do that will help you through your day and help you center yourself whilst the all hell is breaking loose around us. So I hope that's helped you or is going to help you. Please let me know if it does. It's really exciting to hear about that. So I wish you a beautiful, beautiful day, and I'll see you again soon. Bye for now.